every day. You get three KTAR news expansions, 8, noon, 5, 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet
James, the People's Accident Attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Well, they're brushing up on their astronomy since today on our 5 o'clock news expansion. We've studied both Mars and Pluto. Here they are, Gatos and Chad.
Pluto's not a planet.
That's right.
Steve Zinsmeyer.
You were listening. You listened.
And I also said earlier when he's like, oh, we're going to go to Pluto. I'm like, it's not a planet. By the way, we got an email from an avid listener by the name of Becky Lynn. Said she'd like to hear some Journey in our Rock the News.
All right. I'll work on it.
Okay.
Maybe we'll get that in for you.
I'm going to send you
Thanks
a request
for sending
every
me
week. Yeah.
That's good.
So we've been talking about Mars, and we've been talking about ASU. Played a big part in what happened today. And it's Chad's favorite story.
It's a great story,
it's
kids.
It's a nuts. It's all right. It's okay.
I look at the advancement. With the advancement of all of these things.
You want to find UFOs.
No, besides that. I mean, we already know they're here. But the advancement of just the technology and the opportunities that we're going to have in the future. You know, I always say this. My goal. I'm one to live to 100 because who knows what's going to happen in the next 50 years. They're going to advance so far.
Just from going to Mars?
No, because of technology like that and the opportunities that come out of this stuff.
Yeah, but we're not going to get anything for 10 years. So they went and they're going to pick up. So it landed today, right?
Yeah, it landed today.
So it touched down on Mars.
It only went 50,000 miles an hour.
Right.
Forgive them that it's going to take a while. It took, was it 293 million miles?
Hey,
let me ask you a question.
We've already been to Mars.
Here's a real question.
But we've already been there.
Here's a real question.
Okay.
293 million miles this thing traveled?
Mm-hmm.
There's no gas stations.
They're not?
Why do I have to stop every couple days to get gas?
Yeah. We can send something to Mars without stopping at a gas station, right?
Well, you saw it all with the I'm pumped about it.
But that. I know you're pumped. I'm trying to understand it because I'm like a what's the word I'm trying to use for get you?
Man. You're provocateur.
I think it's that's
well,
okay.
You're just you're not into it. Like,
no.
I'm into it because I look at all the advancements. Like, even like when I hear the likes of you know, a lot of the big guys out there, the physicists, but also the inventors and the people that are forward thinkers who are you know, we joke about Ted Cruz. We'll talk about him a little bit. But like the true leaders, when I look at somebody like Elon Musk, who looks big, who dreams big, I do the same thing. So many things that I want to do, so many opportunities
that
I look forward.
So they've already been there. So what are they doing now?
They're going to see if there's actually been life.
Okay.
We may have been there, but we don't come back. This is, can we go there and come back? They're going to do soil samples, do a lot of stuff.
Did you see some of the pictures?
Yeah.
I can't get into the black and white photos. You've got to at least give me HD. And this is ridiculous. I mean, if you can send anything to Mars and you're still in black and white technology, I'm really not into it. I'm sorry.
By the way, speaking of HD, did you see that they remastered Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up? They did it, and it's totally in HD, and it looks so weird.
I would like to see that.
It is a phenomenal thing. But I can't wait till we get the chip implants.
Vaccine?
No, I don't care about that. Right? I'm excited about the chip implants, so I could totally go Matrix.
Alex Stone from ABC was there. Not on Mars. But he was like there in like, what is it, like the control room thingy?
Yeah, JPL.
Okay.
Jet Propulsion Lab.
He was excited.
The cheers inside Mission Control here at JPL. Touchdown has been confirmed.
Do you think he's really that excited?
I do.
Or does he have to play
Alex
it up?
Alex is like me. He's wide-eyed and fun, unlike you.
On the surface of Mars, this is a very big moment here at JPL.
Go to Jupiter. I'm really into Jupiter. I think that would be awesome. That planet is huge.
Huge.
I'd like to do that. And by the way, so they've said, and this is great that ASU is involved because they're just very smart over there, and they've got, anyway, so we're gonna grab stuff from Mars and bring it back, but it's gonna be here in 10 years.
Yeah. Well, they're gonna stay up there for a little while and do stuff. It's not like, hey guys, go grab the first.
I need immediate gratification.
You do. You,
okay.
Well, you're like the rest of the world.
Yes, I am. So yeah, waiting 10 years, I've already forgotten that.
There's
Mars,
a reason they call it Instagram. There's a reason for that. I just think it's awesome. I do. And I can't wait for just all of the things that are coming in the future. I'm excited about it.
Tell
Very
us
optimistic.
About, you told us a little earlier, something that came from one of these journeys. Didn't we get the cell phone from all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, we get so much of this stuff that we get. I mean, plastic, for goodness gracious. I mean, so much of the things, the little things you don't think about. We're joking about plumbing. You said, did you get that? They did plumbing. A lot of the stuff that they go, because sometimes it's like, we're never going to be able to use this, but we created something here that the world can use.
Listen, man, if I don't see a face on a body in Mars, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, they can't do that.
I'll pass.
They can't do that. The aliens are here.
No, they're not here.
They're here.
No, they're not.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Here. No, I don't buy that. All those UFOs you see, I don't buy any of that stuff. That's where you and I very much differ.
They're here.
No, they're not.
Because you're
somebody would have leaked it by now, and nobody's leaked anything. And
I think last year was the leak time,
and then
COVID came and ruined everything. I think the aliens are like, dude, we got to put COVID out there. This guy in the White House, this guy with the hair, this guy, he's like, we can't. We got to do something. Otherwise,
I think if UFOs passed over us in 2020 and saw what we were like and how badly we were handling the situation, they probably said,
we are the trailer.
Screw this planet. We're out.
The universe.
Yeah, they didn't want to stop. That whole Roswell thing, I'm not so sure about
it. I'm excited just because it's a great story. And it so many people focus on all the negative stuff, right? Like all of this horrible stuff that's going on because it's easy to do. And now we live in a society that lives off negativity. I look at it and I'm excited. I look at all the possibilities. And I know this. I'm 50 years old. And I'm trying to keep myself pretty healthy, and I plan to live for quite a while. I know there's a chance in my lifetime, a very good chance. We'll have a chance to go to space. That's amazing.
We'll see. If it's not Jupiter, I don't know if I'm really interested.
Well, you're not going to space.
I mean, they even make all the movies about Mars. I mean, we've seen a fake Mars and what it looks like.
They just went there to get Matt Damon.
Why not just make... I know, I've seen it. I've seen them like... Make a movie about, like, Jupiter, Saturn. That's really cool. The rings and all that. That I'm in.
Somebody just tweeted in and said they need to start sending 3D printers up there to start printing out buildings and things of that nature.
Well, they should at least stop sending black and white photos, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
It's so 1950.
There's probably better enhanced photos that are out there.
I saw some on Twitter. Not impressed.
Of course you're not.
Not impressed.
No, I wouldn't pay a dollar for that land.
No, I'd probably pay a dollar. But didn't Matt Damon, didn't he grow stuff out of his own
poop?
Feces?
Yes. Yeah. That's what you do when you're in a situation like this.
All right. Still to
you were not the naked and afraid guy. Like, if we were out somewhere and they're like, we had to pick teams of who's going to survive.
Oh,
they'd look
last.
Over and I'm like, oh, dude.
No, I'm done.
We're going to eat him first.
Yeah. No, I'd prefer to be eaten so I don't screw it up. All right. We still got a lot of stuff to Ted Cruz. What a moron. We got to talk about this guy. He decided to go to Cancun while Texas freezes. And did half of your friends in Arizona already get COVID?
I don't have any friends.
You have me.
I know. I got
Becky
friends.
Lynn. You got me.
I know.
You don't need any other friends.
You've got
I'm
a lot
friend.
Of friends that have had COVID.
I've had a lot of friends. That
I've
had
a few friends that have had COVID.
Yeah.
But you've had, like, you and then Becky, like she said, last time there was a bunch of people where for a long time she didn't. And she said all of a sudden, boom, there was a lot of people out of COVID.
Yeah, we'll talk about it next on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, coming up in about 10 minutes, we end the show with Pop Quiz. We ask you true, false questions. You want to see if you know the news? Chad's got a prize. I'm going to try and trick you so don't win a prize. All right, let's see. We talked about Mars and ASU. Oh, we got to talk about this. So we discussed a little earlier. You could check out the podcast. You and I were yelling at each other. It was fun. It was awesome. And then, of course, we hug afterwards. COVID hug. It's like a...
People are like, that was really great. And people always ask me, are you guys mad at each other? I'm like,
no, we're not mad at each other.
Are you kidding me? That's what you're supposed to do. That's right. How adults argue.
That's right. So... You listen, Ted Cruz, Senator, Texas. I've never liked the guy.
Lying Ted.
And you know what? I don't agree with a lot of stuff Trump said, but he was right there. This guy lies. And he just, that's, most politicians do. He's just smarmy about it.
It's
and
a
that's
look,
the
let's
thing
be
I don't
real.
Like.
100% of it. Like we talked earlier today about there's just some people. Adam Schiff is one of those people where every time I see him, it's like, that's the guy that ruined every 80s movie.
Well, and I look at that guy, too, and I say smarmy.
Yeah, so, smarmy.
Okay, so Texas is freezing. You know, nobody has any power. There's no heat. And then last night, Ted Cruz, who's the senator from Texas, hops a plane to go and soak up the sun in Cancun. And my whole point was, First of all, it's just the optics of it. It shows you don't care. It shows that you're tone deaf. And then you try and weasel your way out of it. Well, I was only going to go there, and then I was going to turn around and come right back because Texas needs me. And that turned out to be a lie, too, because he only booked his flight at 6 a.m. today.
Texas doesn't
so he's been caught in a lie all day long. Listen, is it the biggest deal in the world that Senator Ted Cruz, that a senator decided to just bail on his home state? Well, I think it makes you a loser. You're supposed to be a leader, and what you're doing is going on vacation while everybody suffers. So I just don't like that about him. I think he's classless. I just never liked the guy. Okay, so he gave like a kind of a quick press conference, and he was asked a question, and finally the guy actually told the truth. Because here, if you make a mistake, and Ted Cruz going to Cancun during what's happening in Texas is definitely a mistake, how do you handle it? Instead of lying, Ted, you just tell the truth, man. You shouldn't have done it. This is what he said.
So the question from the video on the cell phone was whether the decision to go was tone deaf. Look, it was obviously a mistake, and in hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. As I said, really from the moment I sat on the plane, I began really second-guessing that decision and saying, look, I know why we're doing this, but I've also got responsibilities. And it had been my intention to be able to work.
Okay, he wanted to work in Cancun. But at least the guy came around.
Yeah. You have to know the optics are bad. That I don't care. It's a lot out of nothing. He's not doing anything. He's not going to do anything.
I get that my life and your life doesn't change with what Ted Cruz does or doesn't do. But I'm just going to say this. If I'm freezing in a house in Texas and I know that one of my senators went to Cancun, not happy about that. I got bigger worries. I totally get it.
Yeah.
But I am not happy about that. All right. Let me throw this story at you. Arizona. How many cases... Not cases. What percentage of Arizonans already have had COVID?
So had COVID.
Yeah.
Well, how many do we have reported so far?
Overall?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to break out all my notes.
You forgot all my notes. I would assume we're probably closing in on had probably. Are we talking children or adults? Just adults, right? People that could that would.
I think what I think there's a study, and I'm going to give you the number in a second. But there's a study, and I think it just says whoever had it, and we know that they've had it, and we've studied it, and it's the total percentage of Arizona.
I think we'd be closing between 40% and 50%.
Wow, you're right. Yeah. 44.
Yeah.
44. That's a big number. Yeah. It's because we did everything wrong last year. But also, you know, as I've said, I don't want to talk about 2020 anymore. It's bad enough. So let's look to the future, which is right now, okay, 2021. With people getting vaccinated at a pretty decent pace out here, I think we're doing a good job. I'm hoping we continue to do a good job. Like they say, we got to get to what, 80%?
Well, that's so
we're already at 40.
Well, that's where they'd like us. The reality is 60% probably gets us to where we have that herd immunity. And overall, we are third at like 58%, according to Carlos Quintana and a few other people out there, a bunch of stat people. And this is the CDC COVID tracking project from Fundstrat. What that means is at 60%, we're probably at herd immunity, where we may get a few here and a few there, but it will be much smaller than a lot of other places. And it's funny, when you look at the states that are on here, states that tried to do it right failed gloriously.
Well, I don't think California tried to do anything right.
Well, I think they tried.
Went too far.
And then
just
they
like
went
Florida,
too far. Yeah.
Florida didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So that's not right either. What did we do in Arizona? Well, that wasn't right either. But I'm looking at the numbers in February in Arizona, and, you know, these are great numbers. And the numbers, you know, you look at January, man, we had 11,000 cases, 8,000 cases, 9,000 cases, 17,000 cases, 10,000 cases. I mean, that's what it was like. Now we're at 1,000 cases.
Yeah.
So you take the 44% of Arizonans who apparently have already had COVID. You put the needle in everybody's arm as much as you possibly can. We should be looking much, much better.
Much, much better.
Right.
And part, and they've all, the reality, and this I want everybody to understand, the reality is we're not going to get there with vaccinations alone. Some people have, and especially the people that are asymptomatic, who never knew they had it, which is far outweighs
those people that don't even know.
Yeah. But
they're probably not included in the 44.
Yeah, you know, at the end of this, when we do the post-mortem, I think we're going to realize that we did some stuff we made some serious mistakes on. Other stakes we could have done much better. But there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered, and that's going to be a while. And there may never be any way to stop something like this once it gets into the spread.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to play Pop Quiz.
Pop Quiz!
277-5827. 277-5827. Get online. We want to see if you know the news. True, false questions. Chad's got a prize. My job is to make sure that I trick you.
I have a hug for everybody.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a great prize.
Okay. So Pop Quiz coming up in a second.
Hot shots.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
The Yuma Mayor, Doug Nicholas, is joining us on KTAR.
Talking to Yuma Mayor Doug Nicholas.
Yuma Mayor Douglas Nicholas joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't really think so. We butchered his name. Joining us now.
Before we play Pop Quiz,
is the guy that we owe an apology to. He is the mayor of Yuma.
Doug Nichols.
Not Douglas Nicholson.
No.
Doug Nichols.
Not Nickelback.
Nothing wrong
no
with
Nickelback.
Mayor, we just want to say we apologize. We sucked. We butchered your name. It's mostly Chad's fault, and I just wanted to apologize for him.
Well, I appreciate that. Completely unnecessary. It's a lifelong battle, but it was more about the message and making sure I could get the situation out than it was correctly pronouncing my last name. But I do appreciate the time.
Hey, remember,
Yuma Mayor Doug Nicholas is joining us on KTAR.
Talking to Yuma Mayor Doug Nicholas.
Yeah,
we were awful at that.
We're sorry.
But you were such a good sport, and we appreciate it so much, man. You have no idea how bad we are with names.
We felt the bad, so we wanted to call
And your name's not even close to anything. You got to see the way we do some of the other stuff, man. You are great, though. We appreciate you, and we'll love to have you on again to talk more about the border.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That is
Doug
Yuma
Nichols.
Mayor Doug Nichols.
We'll call him Dougie Nichols.
All right, let's play Pop Quiz.
Right little Dougie
277-5827. Let's see if you know the
news.
Let's
see if we screw up your name.
True or false questions. All right, Chad, don't screw up any names. Who's first?
All right, let's go to Peter Scottsdale.
Peter, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
I am ready, boys.
All right. The mayor of Yuma's name is Doug Nicholson. True or false?
True.
Oh, jeez. come on. You're dead to me. Give me somebody else.
All right, let's go to E. Arl in Mesa.
That's Earl.
Earl, there we go.
Earl,
true or false? The mayor of Yuma's name is Doug Nicholson. True or false?
You guys just covered that.
And you don't know.
And it should be easy.
No, it's not.
True or false?
Oh, it's false.
Yeah, it is false. Oh, okay, good. All right. Senator Ted Cruz left Texans to freeze to death while he soaked up the sun in Cancun. True or false?
False. It wasn't Cancun.
Oh, you're dead to me. It was Cancun.
Oh, by the way, there is a new thing that was just sent of Ted Cruz, apparently a text message with Mrs. Cruz and them talking about going away till Sunday to Cancun, where they had stayed many times.
Shocker.
And the weird thing is how did you get their text messages?
Give me one more. Pop quiz.
All right, let's go to Martha in Maricopa.
All right, Martha, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Is it Maricopa?
I sure am.
Let's see. You can help the people of Texas by turning down the heat in your own house here in Arizona. True or false?
False.
No, you're dead to me. It's true.
Golly!
Oh, jeez. Nobody.
Everybody failed. Friends. You didn't.
Here you go, Chad. True or false? Nobody in Arizona is going to do that because they don't care.
That's so true.
Or maybe we're just talking about ourselves.
No, that's so true. I've had so many people go, I'm not turning down anything to stop it.
I was chilly today.
I was. You are.
All right. We want to thank, hold on.
Doug Nichols. Johnny Nichols.
Doug Nichols. Like a bunch of 5-cent coins.
There
That's
you
how
go.
You remember it. Okay. Becky Lynn is up next. See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.